Y'all, I was amazed. I was amazed that we had that convention speech about the new Apple products, and that Paul didn't put out a podcast. Y'all, I could have sworn he would have said, "Oh, I'm going to get the new next generation MacBook Pro, and I'm going to get me a I don't know what else." But y'all, I was just amazed. But y'all, maybe he was too busy ordering his new next generation MacBook Pro to be able to do a little show. But anyway.
All right, Big Fatty, here is your little show about the Worldwide Developers Conference announcements on Monday. Yes, I did watch the keynote live, and I was excited about, I'm always excited about Apple things, but I did not order anything new. There were things I liked, definitely got excited about, but I didn't order anything new. I have not had a new laptop for probably 4 years, because I'm not a huge laptop user. I use my iPad for most things. I've had iPads now for what, 2 years, 2.5 years, something like that. So I'm not a big laptop fan. I mean, I like them, but I have not updated my laptop for quite a long time. As a matter of fact, I still use one of those white MacBooks from years ago. I would like to update to the MacBook Air, but I don't have the money for that. You know, I bought a new car 6 months ago, and I'm have too many bills and stuff, so I can't afford to buy a new MacBook Air. However, you know, in terms of like following the Apple stuff, I absolutely love it. I'm really looking forward to iOS 6 with all the new things coming out for the iPad and the iPhone. I'm hoping that they have a new iPhone when the iOS 6 is released in the fall. Other things I like that I'm looking forward to on the new iOS 6 is having Siri on my iPad. I think that will be fun to play with. Not that I will use it on a regular basis, but fun to play with. There are other things, too. I like the Facebook integration and that new app called Passbook. I'm a little curious about that. The new Maps application I think is going to be really good, although I have GPS already in my car, so I don't really need the turn-by-turn directions unless I'm going somewhere that I don't have, you know, access to my GPS. Besides that, I'm not so sure that all the other stuff is really things that I need or really, you know, get all excited about. But I really am excited about Siri for the iPad and the new Maps application and Facebook. The other announcement that Apple made that I'm looking forward to is Mountain Lion, the new operating system. They have a lot of new features that are basically taking things from iOS and putting it into the OS X with messages and notification center and dictation and the system-wide sharing of Facebook and Twitter, things like that. I think that's going to be a nice update, and it's only going to be $20, so you definitely know I'll be upgrading to that. The other things in terms of the MacBook Pros and the MacBooks with the Retina displays and all that, that's all great, but as I said, I'm just not a big laptop user fan. I mean, definitely a fan, but not a laptop user all that much. Excuse me. I do use a laptop at school, but I'm using my old white one. So there's my, I guess there's all of what I need to say about the Worldwide Developers Conference. I did follow along on Monday when they were discussing it. I was following along on like MacBook or MacWorld and what was the other one? Cults of Mac and Mac Rumors and stuff. I was following the different announcements. And then when I got home from work, I watched the entire keynote speech to see all the different features explained and you know, see them visually. So that's always fun. And I'm still very excited about Apple. I love Apple products still, but I just can't buy anything right now. Because I went to the Mac store and priced out a new MacBook Air. I would get the 13-inch, MacBook Air, and I'm clicking on it now to try to do my configuration, because I never buy the stock Macs or laptops. I always have to configure them myself. So I get the 13-inch MacBook Air with the 2.0 gigahertz Intel dual core i7 Turbo Boost, the 3.2 gigahertz processor. I'd get the 8 gigabytes of RAM and the 512 flash storage, and that's it. But that would cost me $1,629, and I don't have that right now. I thought it was going to be more than that. Huh. Oh, it is more than that. It's $2,079. I had to wait for the Apple thing to update. Yep, $2,079, and I don't have that kind of money. And I'm not willing to charge that when I have vacations coming up and other things that I want to charge. Because in about 2 weeks or so, maybe a little less than 2 weeks, we are leaving for California. We're going to spend a week in the Napa, Sonoma area, mostly in Sonoma, visiting wineries. So I don't want to charge anything like a laptop when I have a vacation coming up. So I can do one thing a year, basically, a vacation or a new Macintosh. So this year it's going to be the vacation. So anyway, yes, that is coming up in a couple weeks, because the school year is ending in the next couple of days. Well, midweek, I should say, middle of next week. And then I will be concentrating on my vacation. So that will be fun. What else is going on in the world? I don't know. I think about podcasting every freaking day, but I don't think I have enough to talk about that people don't already know. For example, today in the news is all about, well, the most recent thing I just saw in the news was that Lance Armstrong actually did take all those drugs and will probably be stripped of all of his medals, which is just too bad. He shouldn't be taking drugs. And of course, politics is starting to get me really pissed off, because there's this huge, obvious line between the educated and the uneducated, and the uneducated seem to be the people who vote against their own interests and stuff. And I've almost been just getting so sick of these people that I'm turning off when I listen to politics. I'm just turning the channel and just, oh, I just get so frustrated with these idiots who are voting for or thinking about voting for Mitt Romney, or any Republican for that matter. The Republicans are only out for themselves. They're never thinking of other people. So politics is starting to really get on my nerves anyway. So that's really all I have. I don't have anything to talk about. There's nothing going on. So I'm not going to podcast until, you know, there's something to talk about. And hearing Big Fatty on his show today, or that little clip I played at the beginning, it was like he was calling me out saying, you know, put out a podcast, talk about the Apple stuff. So I felt like I had to do it. So I guess you can say this one's for Big Fatty, since he was calling me out on his show. So that's it. That's all I have for today. I don't know when I'll podcast again. I just don't feel like I have much to talk about. I really need to have someone to talk to. I think I would have a better time podcasting if I had like a co-host or someone to talk to, because I think when you have banter with someone, or when you have someone to discuss a specific topic with, the shows are much more interesting. So who knows? Anyway, I'm going to stop. So I hope you all are having a great week. And until next time, bye.